Now we draw back from the eye of a thick-maned lion framed by a ring of film. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The lion opens its mouth to roar. A TV studio. Clad in a fine suit, a man with wavy, graying hair stands under a spotlight at the center of a slick soundstage. He performs vocal warm-ups with his head bowed.
Three, two, one.
A holographic display lights up behind him.
What if I told you that even the worst neighborhood in America could be made completely safe? And what if I told you that this could be accomplished without risking the life of one single law enforcement officer? How do I know this? Because it's happening right now in every country in the world but this one.
He addresses cameras.
I'm Pat Novak, and welcome to the Novak Element.
Gleaming block letters spell out the title before an image of Earth.
In tonight's State of the Union segment, we'll be joined by General Curtis Monroe, live from the War Room in the Pentagon.
He brings up a video conference with a map.
General Monroe, welcome back.
Good to see you, Pat.
Thank you for this unprecedented access to your operations. Could you walk us through what we're seeing here?
Well, this is a routine operation. We found that random patrols help the local population to feel safer and to trust us.
It's amazing. And what are these colored dots that we're seeing here, General?
These are our assets on the ground. In green, we got the ED-209s. They're the big boys. They secure the perimeter. Purple are the smaller EM-208s. They sweep and mop up. And the red dots, Pat, that's your film crew.
It is great to see American machines helping to promote peace and freedom abroad.
All right, you guys, this is a standard op, all right? There's no opposition expected. I'm gonna set your markers to code red.
A trim, middle-aged soldier types on a computerized cuff.
All our drones are gonna give top priority to your safety. No red assets have ever been lost.
Okay.
Okay?
Does that make you feel better?
The reporter's cameraman nods.
But listen, keep those bracelets on, you're completely safe. Okay? Good. Enjoy the show.
A Chiron names the reporter, Kelly Perkins. She and her cameraman follow the escort out into a Middle Eastern street.
All right, let's go.
Tall humanoid 208 robots patrol the streets along with 209s, which resemble tanks on two legs.
Please exit your homes with your arms raised. For a non-invasive scanning procedure, no one will be harmed.
Local residents leave the surrounding buildings and line up on the sidewalks with their hands raised submissively. Several air drones swoop low as they patrol the area from above.
Please exit your homes with your arms raised for a non-invasive scanning procedure. No one will be harmed.
The 208s face the citizens one by one. As Scott aims his camera at citizens submitting to scans, a Chiron reads, Operation Freedom Tehran. A 208's computerized view shows analysis of a woman's iris, followed by an X-ray scan that sweeps her body. A message reads, non-threat. At Novak's studio.
Incredible. Incredible. Not long ago, that would have been American men and women risking their lives to pacify these people. General, you care to comment on this?
Well, Pat, we had Vietnam, we had Iraq, we had Afghanistan. Never again. From a military perspective, this has been invaluable. We can accomplish our objectives without any loss to American lives, and I think the honest people over there really appreciate it.
And why wouldn't they? For the first time in their lives, they get to watch their children grow up in an environment of safety and security.
In Tehran, a young teen stands at a window. Subtitles. Navid, get away from the window. Mom, they're here. They're coming. Come here right now. Arash, a bearded man, enters the room. Navid, you stay with your mom and sisters. But he's just a kid. Sayeh, stay here with your mom and the kids. What do you think you're doing? You heard me. Arash, please don't go. Don't do this. Arash leaves the room. Navid, my dear, come back here. Navid, shut the door. Peeking through a cracked door, the teen finds men loading themselves with explosives. We're not here to kill any of them. Got it? The goal is to die on television. Let's go. The boy stares at the men intently. Outside.
Kelly, can you hear me out there?
Loud and clear, Pat. I'm here in sunny Tehran, where locals have clearly embraced these routine scans.
As you can see behind me, they're working in collaboration with the robots, and obviously, their safety is everyone's top priority.
A little boy points at a 208, which edges back as drones skim nearby rooftops. Two of Arash's men wear bomb vests as they carry rifles to the rooftop. They peer down at the street, then glance at a drone swooping overhead. Below, Arash and another armed man arrive at the front door. Don't make a move before I say. I want to make sure they're recording. Yes, 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 we're ready. At the front door, Arash nods to his partner, who returns the signal. Outside...
You'll notice children in the streets as well. This is everyday life, happening in perfect harmony.
Arash and his men emerge. One fires a grenade, blowing up a car. The escort grabs Kelly.
Stay put. It's fine, don't worry, my guy's got it.
A 208 steps into a thick cloud of smoke. Hiding in a doorway, Arash lunges out, tackles it, and detonates his explosives. Two 209s march over, passing a window where Navid looks on. Navid, it's dangerous here. Come away. Come. Navid, where are you going? Look at me. Navid, what are you looking for? Navid! He grabs a kitchen knife. Navid, where are you? Navid, don't go! Navid! The boy rushes downstairs with a knife. Outside, a drone fires at the men on the rooftop. One leaps off, aiming at a 209. He lands on top of the hulking machine. Scott films the man as his vest detonates. Navid rushes outside, then halts as the unscathed 209 sets its sights on him. Detecting a threat, it shoots him. The escort turns Scott's camera away.
Kelly, are you all right? Kelly!
We're okay, Pat. Our robots have just repelled some suicide bombers, but...
I'm sorry, Kelly, but for security reasons, the Pentagon's going to cut our feed to Tehran. But please, be careful.
Yeah, I'll continue to stand by.
Novak crosses to another camera.
Now you see how fundamental these robots are to our foreign policy. So then tell me, why can't we use these machines here at home? Why is America so robophobic?
He shows photos.
On the one hand, we have Raymond Sellers, an entrepreneur and true American whose product just saved my colleague's life. And on the other, Hubert Dreyfus, a man with both feet planted firmly in the past, whose bill prohibits the use of drones on U.S. soil. The American people support the Dreyfus Act because they haven't experienced this technology, and they fear what they don't understand. We at the Novak Element support Mr. Sellers' efforts to make our country and our viewers safer. After all, what's more important than the safety of the American people?
Now titles appear. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures and Columbia Pictures present. A gleaming title appears in rough-hewn metallic block letters, RoboCop. Now a bird's-eye view shows a city packed with skyscrapers and office buildings. Words appear, Detroit Police Headquarters. We home in on one of the smaller buildings. Inside, a tall, lanky man with short blonde hair swaggers into a vast, bustling bullpen.
Hey, Murphy.
How's Jack?
We don't know yet.
Murphy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
He makes his way to an office at the far end, where two detectives sit with a police chief.
What the hell are they doing here?
Six in the morgue. Lewis in the hospital. This was the mother of all bad ideas.
We got a lead on Antoine Vallon. We took it.
What lead?
Not in front of them.
This is bullshit.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got something to say, Murphy?
Vallon's our case.
Yeah, 2 years without no arrest, no nothing. Either gotta be dumb or dirty.
You got something on us? Or is this personal?
No, it's nothing personal. Although I don't like you as a person.
Okay, you two out.
No problem.
The shady detectives head for the door.
Maybe if you hadn't gone off the reservation, your partner would still be standing.
Would you say to me?
That's enough!
The frustrated detective faces his superior.
Okay, Alex.
Alex takes a seat across from her.
It's just you and me now.
It's me and Jack. We've been doing some street buys. We get a line on some guns.
A flashback.
We meet up with this low-level G called Jerry, who ends up having a piece he's not supposed to have.
Where the hell you get a gun like that, Jerry?
I can get you two whole crates for him, man.
Two crates?
With disrespect, Jerry, but how a clown like you get so much product, man? Yo, what's the matter where it comes from?
Why, it matters. We don't want no dirty guns, Jerry.
These guns got bodies on them, Jerry. Yo, look, they're clean, all right? You're gonna buy this shit or not?
Hey, hey, why you acting so nervous, man? You fishing on us, Jerry?
What'd you say?
You think he's fishing, D?
I think he's fishing on us.
Yo, what the hell are they talking about,
man? Hey,
let
me see your phone. Let me see your
phone. I'm not showing you my phone, man.
You recording this?
What?
I think you're a goddamn cop.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
Put your phone on the table. We're not cops,
all right? We work for Antoine Val.
Put your phone on the table.
Hey,
shut up. What'd you say?
Ends up he works for Valen. Before the meet, we ran the serial numbers on the rifles. The guns were supposed to be in our evidence room. Not out on the street. The intake papers blank, no signatures.
What do you got?
Nothing.
They find a gun rack empty.
How do you think that happened?
Alex and Jack drive in the rain.
I'm telling you, Murphy, this is a mistake. These guys will shoot you just to see if their gun work. We need backup.
If we call for backup, word's gonna get around the station. He's gonna disappear. It's gonna be all right.